Jim Prentice was confronted with a tough strategic choice when he took on Alberta's Progressive Conservative leadership last year, and oil prices promptly tumbled. Should he call a general election right away on a necessarily tough, straight-laced budget, trying to buy some time before Alberta plops into a possible recession? Or should he give people time to get over his distasteful array of tax and user fee increases going to the country in 2016 when economic conditions on the ground might be even worse? On Tuesday, the open secret became official. The Alberta Premier is taking door number one. The commitment to an early election quickly became irreversible, for the PC Party had put its nominating process on fast forward and ordered candidates to be ready for battle in late April or early May. Candidate offices have already been popping up in the cheap strip malls of the major cities. Putting it all on hold for another year would have been mighty expensive. And probably not so hot for party morale either. Tory MLAs in Edmonton are already counting spots on the lifeboat after a string of strong poll results in the city for the New Democrats. There will be a cost to Prentice's disregard for fixed-date election legislation. Complying with that piece of tissue-thin paper now, after refusing for months to say that he would obey the law, would probably have been the worst of both worlds. In obvious ways, the government is right to seize the day. Last autumn's flight of 11 members of the 16-person Wild Rose opposition to the government benches left the Rump Party even weaker than those numbers suggest. The defectors mostly took the Wild Rose's biggest electoral majorities with them. And of those who stayed loyal, the recognized stars were interim leader Heather Forsyth and Northern MLA Shane Saskew. Both of those people have now dropped out of the electoral hurly-burly. That brought forward an unexpected messiah, Brian Jean, the Fort McMurray businessman who served parts of four terms as a Conservative MP in the tar sands city. Jean resigned his parliamentary seat outright in January of last year. It was a decision whose suddenness initially left some hurt feelings in federal Conservative circles. It turned out, though, that Jean's son, Michael, was fighting a terrible illness, eventually diagnosed as lymphoma. When Jean announced his candidacy for the permanent Wild Rose leadership in February, he said he was motivated partly by the shocking treatment his son had received in Alberta hospitals. Michael died on March 20th, and Jean suspended his campaign, but still won the leadership handily 8 days later. A couple of recent robo-polls that nobody really believes have the Wild Rose nearly at parity with the PCs province-wide. By contrast, Environics' February numbers, which had the PCs at 46% and the Wild Rose at 16%, were put together by grown-ups, but they may no longer apply. The party emptied its financial coffers trying to seize opportunity in 2012, but Wild Rose fundraising has remained surprisingly respectable even into the first quarter of 2015. An old hand like Jean should be good at squeezing donors for cash, and he brings the possibility of vote gains in northern Alberta resource towns like his own, where the Wild Rose was shut out last time. Reconciling a critique of Alberta healthcare with leadership of a low-tax party will be somewhat trickier. This election should go a long way towards deciding whether Albertans can finally rally behind one or two united parties of the left. The Liberals only have a caretaker leader, David Swan, and the most experienced politician left in the party, Lori Blakeman, has accepted multiple party nominations in her Edmonton Centre riding. She is formally the Alberta Party Liberal and Green candidate, although she will appear on the ballot only as a Liberal. Blakeman should win centre handily. The question is whether any other Liberals will be left to caucus with her, and which ones. There would seem to be a pretty natural and direct path to a merger of the parties that she represents, but only if she can persuade the province's geriatric Liberal base, which is ever reluctant to part with its old brand, to go along with it. For now, some of that traditional Liberal vote is bound to flip to the hale and hearty New Democrats, who not incidentally are also much younger on the whole. Rachel Notley's party is expected to add to its total of 4 Edmonton seats. It's considered to have a strong chance in Lethbridge West. For a breakthrough greater than that, the NDP will have to count on the serendipitous appearance of a very elusive Canadian political creature, namely the conservative New Democrat vote switcher. Believe it or not, this enigmatic beast might just exist in large enough numbers to be a force in this Alberta election. Alison Redford's PCs turned their campaign around in 2012 by terrorizing young urban voters about the prospect of a gay-bashing, Bible-hugging Wild Rose government. The result of that was, well, was Alison Redford. So that particular trick is probably not available anymore.